It's customary upon reading the Megillah for children to bang and make noise when the name of Haman is mentioned. This custom is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. And interestingly, a number of commentaries bring sources for this from a verse in the Torah. The point of the custom is that, quite clearly, in order to show our distress and to, in a way, eradicate the memory of Amalek, to show that we overcame Amalek and that we want Amalek to be destroyed entirely, we make noise even when Haman's name is mentioned, as if to shout him down. The Gemara tells us that Haman is hinted at in a verse in the Torah. That verse is a verse in Parashas Bereishis, which discusses the Eitz HaDaas and says, after Adam ate from the Eitz HaDaas, Hamin ha'Eitz HaZeh, from this tree have you eaten? Referring to the tree which Hashem told him, from which Hashem told him not to eat. The Achronim, as I mentioned, the commentaries point out that there's another verse in the Torah that hints at the name of Haman, but this time from an acrostic, to Rosh Tevos, or Sofei Tevos, the last letters of three consecutive words. This verse appears towards the end of Parashat Ki Tetzei, where the pasuk discusses the mitzvah of Eden Zomimim. The pasuk says over there that if there is a quarrel between two people, and one is found to be a rasha, in this case it's discussing two sets of witnesses, the pasuk says, V'hoya in din hakos harasha. If it is understood that one is deserving of malchus, that rasha, that wicked person, should be hit, should be given malchus, should be whipped, the lashes that the Torah prescribes. How is that done? V'hipilo hashofet, the judge knocks the pushes the person down, the kolofonov, and while the person is leaning, he hits the person, the person who is being punished, the guilty party, is given 40 lashes. The last letters of the first three words of the verse, Bahaya im din, are Haman he mem nun, which is immediately followed by the words Hakos harasha, hit the rasha. The verse is alluding to the fact that when we read the word Haman, when we mention Haman, Hakos harasha, people should hit, should make noise by hitting, by clapping, in order to show the eradication of Amalek. This remez is mentioned by a number of Sfarim from approximately 300 years ago, and Matzah Moshe among them, and also, of course, in the name of the Zohar Gaon. It's very interesting that this hint is found in the pasuk, in the verse describing the laws of Eden Zomanim, in light of the fact that the Maharal in Be'er Agola, second Be'er, makes an explicit comparison between what happens to Eden Zomanim and what happens to Haman. By Eden Zomanim, the evil plot is reversed and done unto the witnesses themselves. They try to kill someone through their false testimony, therefore they themselves are killed. The Maharal compares this to what happened to Haman, where the verse says, Yoshev Machsheves Haman Arosho, where we say that the evil plotting of Haman was reversed and placed upon his own head. He was hung on the tree which he had prepared for Mordechai. What's even more interesting is that Rabbeinu Bachye, in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, on a verse which discusses mother of Amalek, the pasuk says, the Timna Hoysa Pilegesh Le'elifaz Ben Esav V'Teled Le'elifaz Et Amalek. It says that the concubine of Esav named Timna gave birth to Amalek. Says Rabbein Brache, there's an allusion in this verse to a secret name of Hashem which is composed of 8 words, 5 letters each, making a total of 40 letters. This word holds in it the secret to the defeat of Amalek, says Rabbein Brache, without going into this further. And And he goes on and mentions that this is the Arba'in Yakenu, the 40 which can defeat Amalek. Those words Arba'in Yakenu are taken from this very verse that we are quoting the allusion to Haman from, where the verse says V'hoya Im Din, with the last three letters of those three words, the last letters of those three words, Haman, and it says Hakos Rasha, you should hit the Rasha, the evil doer, and then it says you hit him with 40, which is again alluding to the fact that Haman's downfall came through that name of Hashem, the holy name with the 40 letters. What reason is there for a 40-letter name to bring the downfall of Haman without going into any Kabbalah or any other sources that mystical sources, just to explain it on a more down-to-earth level, I would like to cite what the Maharal says in a eulogy that he wrote. The Maharal writes that the letter Mem, when it appears at the end of the word, and is referred to as a Mem Satuma, a closed Mem, alludes to death, to Mita, which starts with Mem. Mita, death, is the end of man, as the Pasuk says, Sof Kola Adam Lamos, and as Chazal says, Sof Kola Adam Lamos, and it's also the last letter in the word Adam to make that point, that Sof Adam Lamos. When a Jew dies, however, death is not the end. Mita is not the end of the person. Rather, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. A Jew goes on to the world to come, to the afterlife, which is, in fact, the main point of creation. On the other hand, when Amalek dies, that does not occur. Even if non-Jews also have a portion in the world to come, as the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin, Amalek does not. By Amalek, the Pasuk says, V'achri so adel aved. The end will be total destruction. They have no tikkun through death. Their death is total end. The Mem for Amalek, therefore, the Mem Sathuma, alludes to Amalek's downfall, Amalek's end. Misa for Amalek, or the Mem, which alludes to Misa, means death, means the end, means total obliteration for Amalek. That's what brings Amalek's end. Perhaps that's why Chazal tell us in Chulin that the verse Hamina Eitz Hazeh, which discusses the Eitz Hadas, is the allusion in the Torah to Haman, since that was the tree that brought death to the world. And Amalek represents total destruction, death. For a Jew, of course, that's not what happens by death. The Mem, the same Mem has a numeric value of 40, that same 40 or Mem, which is death for Amalek, is rejuvenation, is growth, is a beginning for a Jew. And perhaps that's the way that Haman's plans were reversed. What I mean is, Chazal tell us that when Haman's lot came out for the month of Adar, he rejoiced, saying, this is certainly a good sign for me. This is a sign that my plans will succeed, because in this month Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Chazal say he didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in the month of Adar. Well, that itself has to be understood. So what if Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in the month of Adar? If he died that month, it's still an inauspicious month. The answer to that is that death can mean utter destruction. It can mean leaving and leaving nothing behind. It could also mean a new beginning. And in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, it meant a new beginning. Chazal say that tzaddikim die on the day that they were born. The reason for this is because the day that a person's born normally is an auspicious day, is a day of good luck for them. Chazal say, in fact, that Amalek chose warriors who were born on the day of the war to fight against the Jews in the desert, because they knew that day they wouldn't die, the Rishonim says, since it's an auspicious day. However, Moshe Rabbeinu died on the very day that he was born. And the reason is because for him, Misa was an elevation, raising him to heights that he would not have reached in this world, in this life. In that sense, Misa was not an end for him, and was not a sign of bad, of evil fate. That's why the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Adar shows that for him, death, the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, was not a sign of bad mazal, of bad luck for the Jews. If anything, was a sign of good luck for the Jews. Amalek's mistake was that he saw death as total destruction. The Mem of Misa, the Shem Ben Arba'im, that 40 that we mentioned, which alludes to Misa, to death, was for Amalek a total end. And he thought that if Moshe Rabbeinu died in the month of Adar, it must be a bad day. But that's not true. Hashem showed us that Amalek will be defeated by that very Mem. The Misa for a Jew is a time of elevation, of growth, of moving up to a higher world, a world where a person is closer to Hashem. And in the same sense, Moshe Rabbeinu's death was not an evil sign for the Jews. Hashem used this Mem, Vidit Arba'im, in order to be Mahapech, in order to turn around, to reverse Haman's evil plot, and to make them bounce back on Haman and destroy him. That is the 40 lashes, the name of 40 letters that is used to destroy Haman and Amalek in general. As I'll say, that Haman is referred to as Mamuchan, because he was Muchan, prepared for Peronus. He was prepared, according to one Medrash, Misheshus Yimei Gracious, from the days of creation already he was prepared. He was prepared for destruction. According to what we have explained, the first mem of the word can also be understood. He should have been called Muchan, not Memuchan. Why are there two mems in Memuchan? The answer is, the first mem alludes to what is going to seal his fate and send him to his final destruction. It was the Mem Muchan. He is prepared for the 40 lashes, for the 40 that will bring his destruction. In fact, according to the Targum on Miraculous Esther, out of the 50 Amma trees on which Haman was hanged, not all the Ammas were occupied by Haman, or even by his 10 children, which were hanged below him. There are 4 Ammas, which were on bottom of the pole, and none of the children or Haman were hanged in those Ammas, in order that they should be hanged above the heights of normal people. There are 3 Ammas of the pole that were in the ground, and 3 Ammas above the head of Haman, leaving another 40 Ammas on which Haman and his children were hanged. Again, it was the 40 that brought Haman's destruction. According to Pirkei Rav Eliezer, Haman even had a total of 40 children who were all killed in this war. Again, showing the same concept. And finally, according to Targum Sheni, which lists the exact yichus, the ancestry of Mordechai at Tzadik, and shows how he was a descendant of Binyamin and of Yaakov, Mordechai was the 40th generation from Yaakov. Again, it was the 40 that brought about Haman's downfall, the 40 of destruction for Amalek, which is the 40 of growth for the Jews. And Hashem grants that we will soon see the destruction of all the enemies of Israel, as may salvation that will be permanent, in which we will see Moshiach, the Kenu, the Mer, the Menu.